Last month, Southwest added two cities to its Atlanta route map, Norfolk, Virginia, and Louisville, Kentucky. On that first day, Karen Olmsted lined up to board Southwest Flight 25 nonstop to Louisville International. A recruiter for a big university in Louisville, she's eager to talk about why she chose Southwest.
Because it's a lot cheaper than the normal airline that flies in here.
The normal airline Olmsted is referring to is Delta. Before Southwest connected Hartsfield-Jackson to Louisville International, Delta's median round-trip fare for the one-hour flight was about $500 plus baggage fees.
There have been many times where I've had to fly around Atlanta to get here. Like, I used to take the one-way to Birmingham and get off.
To save money, Olmsted would book a flight to Birmingham, which Delta connects through Atlanta. She'd get off here, but have to find a way to Birmingham to get back to Kentucky. No more of that, she says.
And if you don't mind my asking, how much did you pay for this ticket?
My ticket was under $100 today. I think it was $94.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Phil Lynch. I'm the chairman of the board of directors of the Louisville Regional Airport Authority. On behalf of our board and Skip Miller, the executive director, I want to welcome you to yet another milestone in the growth of passenger service here at Louisville International Airport.
The day after Southwest's inaugural Atlanta to Louisville flight, airport and city officials held a press conference. As local TV cameras rolled, Lynch praised Southwest for becoming Louisville's largest and, in his words, most important carrier. Afterward, airport head Skip Miller said Louisville loves Delta, but that its prices were, quote, irrational.
Someone suggests that when you're born, you have a Delta frequent flyer card automatically handed to you in Louisville. So they've been around a long time. They've provided excellent service here. It's just the pricing needed some rationalization.
And Southwest was the single factor in bringing down fares, Miller says. Delta is now matching Southwest's lower fares to Louisville and Norfolk.
Overall, I would say we are competitive with all carriers nationwide on fares.
Anthony Black is a Delta spokesman. He says Delta doesn't comment on how it chooses what to charge, but he says Delta competes on more than just price alone.
But specifically out of Atlanta, Delta customers continually choose Delta over our competitors because of what they don't offer.
Like a first-class cabin, in-flight Wi-Fi, and Sky Club lounges, he says. In Louisville, Southwest flies three times as many passengers as Delta, but building that dominance took nearly two decades. Meanwhile, in Atlanta, Delta operates two-thirds of flights into and out of Hartsfield-Jackson. Any real challenge to its dominance here is unlikely. And while fares on a few routes have fallen, overall, we're paying as much or more than we ever have. Jim Burris, WABE News.